A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Ches, Nedarim 8b, pagination is 16, starting from the second line. Ravina Havala Nidra Ledevisu. Ravina had a vow of his wife's, which he wanted to have annulled. Also, Lekamedu Rav Ashi, he came in front of Rav Ashi to try to annul this vow that his wife made. Amale, and he said to him, Baal Mao Shayasa Shaliach Lacharata Sishto, is a husband allowed to be designated as a messenger for his wife's regret, that she regrets that she made a certain oath and she wants it annulled, what we call Hataras Nidorim? Can I represent my wife in this regard? Amale, so Rav Ashi answered him, Imikanfin in. Ilolo, if the three people who are going to constitute the Bezdin, the court, to annul the vow, are gathered, they're sitting there already. So you just have to walk over, you don't have to make a tumult, you don't have to start gathering people and telling them why, and all kinds of disclosures to try to get them to gather. If they're sitting there, ready to go, then you would be allowed to act upon this shlichus that your wife told you to represent her. In other words, intrinsically you could represent your wife, but there's a rule that the Bezdin has to already be sitting and not that you start gathering them in order to do this. And therefore the Gemara tells us, Shma Mina Talas. We learn three things from this story. Number one, Shma Mina Baal Nasa Shlich Lacharat Asishto. We find out that a husband can be made as a shliach when his wife wants to do Ataras Nedorim. Ushma Mina, and number two, we find out, Lo Shari Lemishra Nidra Ba'asra Derabe, that a person is not supposed to have the oath annulled in a place where his Rebbe is there, because he's supposed to go to his Rebbe because of honor for his Rebbe, and he's not supposed to preside on such an annulment otherwise, because if you were allowed to preside on an annulment, Ravina could have grabbed three of his students and have this annulled without any problem. The fact that he came to Rav Ashi to begin with the question, and didn't just take care of it with his wife and students and totally avoid the question, indicates that he felt that the annulment had to be done by the Rebbe, and therefore it wasn't convenient for his wife to come to the Rebbe, and therefore he came to the Rebbe hoping that he could represent her. Ushma mina, also, ki mechanfin shapir domi. If they are gathered already, then you could do it. But if they weren't gathered, then we have a problem over here that Rav Ashi indicated that you're not supposed to do it if they're not gathered. In Shulchan Aruch, this is indeed how it's codified. In Siman Reish Lamed Dalid, firstly we see in Sif Nun Zayin, Ein Haba'al Mitztarif Im Beis Lahater Nidrei Ishto, the husband himself cannot join with two others in order to annul his wife's vows. He has to actually have three independent people. In Sif Nun Vav, Habal Nasa Shliach Lihishoel Al Nidre Ishto. A husband can be designated as a messenger by his wife to represent her to have her vows annulled. She has charata, she has regret for whatever reason, she wants to undo it. He can present on her behalf in front of the Bezdin. Uvilvad, but the provision is, Shematza Shlosha Mikubatsim, that he finds the three people already gathered. Avalhulo Yikabtsim, but he's not allowed to go and gather them. And the question, of course, is why not? Why can't he go and gather them? So the Shach over here, quoting the reason given by the Rush, writes, "He eino rotze sheyisparsem hadavar." She doesn't want that it should be publicized ayidei sheyikavtzem, by gathering them. Perhaps the gathering process is itself a little bit of a public display. Perhaps you might ask certain people to be on the Bezdin and they're not available, so you've publicized it beyond the three that are actually going to do the Hatara. But whatever the reason is, the Shach concludes, Lefikach, therefore, im nosna lo rishus, if she gave him permission, gam lekabtzam, to gather the people necessary, ulahatir, and in order to do this hatara, yaase, he would be allowed to do the gathering as well. It all depends on what type of neder we're dealing with, and if there's a concern that she would be embarrassed, and therefore when she authorized him to represent her, she did not authorize him to make it public in the city. She authorized him to go and do the Hatara, and therefore only if they are already gathered. The Shaila that often comes up in the need to annul the wife's vow is the case of Chala. If she took Chala, and then accidentally the Chala somehow, terrible accident, but it got mixed back in to the general dough. So as unusual as that is, and as serious as that is, but in the course of a lifetime it could happen. And the solution there is that we do Hatara, we do Hataras Nedarim on the Chala that was taken, we undo it. And the concept is a harata. Had you known that it would get mixed in and that you would end up with a problem about eating any of the bread, would you have done that, taking of that piece of challah? Answer is no. So we have a loophole which the Beis Din has to consider. Can the husband represent his wife in doing this hatara, or does the woman herself have to go in order to have the hatara? And number two, even if you allow the husband to represent her, which the answer is yes, he could, that's the indication of our Gemara, and that's the way it's paskined, but would he be allowed to gather three people, which is typically what is necessary? Challah is often made Thursday, Friday. On a Friday afternoon, Beis Din is not typically just sitting there, three people waiting for the husband to come, together with all the other shaylas of the community. Typically, he's going to have to gather three people and designate them, be my Beis Din, here's the case, please be matir. Is he allowed to gather them? Because the indications in our Gemara were that the husband is allowed to represent his wife, provided that he's not gathering them. So this Shaila was posed to Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, and he wrote it up in Yeredeya Kuf Tzadi Gimel in his Tshuvas. And after much consideration, he makes two points that I think are easily understood and relevant to this question. Number one, you rely on the Shach, who tells us that if she gave him reshus, permission, to gather the people, and she's not worried about that, then indeed he's going to have permission to gather the people. Number two, it's possible that in this particular type of case, this entire concern of gathering doesn't apply. The concern of gathering dayanim, judges, is only when it's the type of neder that would cause her embarrassment. She made a vow not to cut her nails. She made a vow never to go to the father-in-law's house. But if she made a vow of challah, which is exactly what she was supposed to do, she was making challah, she was supposed to take, and then an accident happened, which sometimes happens, that's not a concern. That's like a kashrus, that's like a hataras nedarim that we do erev Rosh Hashanah to help each other out. It's not an embarrassing thing. It's a functional thing. And perhaps for that reason as well, even if the wife didn't particularly articulate that you could gather, it may still be permitted to gather. And number three, he points out that it's possible that in halachic ownership, what is actually happening here is that the husband owns the assets of the house, the husband owns the challah, and they work in tandem, that the wife represents the husband in taking the challah. In which case, if you want to undo the challah, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank writes, it actually, in one level, is more appropriate for the husband to come and undo the challah, because really it's his challah that's being undone, because the wife was acting as his shaliach, his messenger, when she took the challah, but it's really his mitzvah of challah that was occurring here. It was his dough that was being tithed, and therefore it actually may be more appropriate for him to be doing the hatara, and if he's representing himself, certainly none of these restrictions would apply. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.